contact A1 Glass today. A1 Glass, for all your glass needs.
Fox Sports Updates brought to you by Deeds Bar & Grill at the Paso Robles Golf Club. Great food, great view, great people. Prime Rib Monday, Taco Tuesday, and new dinner specials on Thursday through Saturday. And check out the great new golf shop.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Dan Beyer.
Former New England Patriots head coach and current University of North Carolina head coach Bill Belichick has reportedly received interest from NFL teams about their head coaching vacancies. The NFL Network says one of those teams is the Raiders, as minority owner Tom Brady did speak with Belichick about the Raiders' job. Raiders and Jets, by the way, also want to interview Chiefs defensive coordinator Steve Spagnuolo about their coaching vacancies. Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts practicing today but remains in concussion protocol ahead of their wildcard matchup Sunday with the Green Bay Packers. Hurts missed the final couple of games of the regular season with a concussion and is practicing today. Green Bay Packers wide receiver Romeo Doubs practiced today despite dealing with an illness. Penn State All-American defensive end Abdul Carter is expected to play in tomorrow's Orange Bowl against Notre Dame despite an arm injury. And ESPN says Magic forward Paolo Banchero is expected to return from his oblique injury by the end of the week.
Fox Sports Update on KPRL brought to you by Deeds Bar & Grill at the Paso Robles Golf Club. Great food, great view, great people. Prime Rib Monday, Taco Tuesday, and new daily specials. And check out the great new golf shop. Today in Farming on KPRL is brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, established in 1947, always up on the latest technology and training. They do windows right. Call Paso Robles Glass, 805-238-4014.
From the Ag Information Network, this is your Agribusiness Update. U.S. agriculture is bracing for a potential work stoppage at East and Gulf Coast ports that could greatly disrupt American red meat exports. Contract negotiations between the International Longshoremen's Association and the U.S. Maritime Alliance broke down in mid-November over issues related to automation and have shown little progress since. The two sides reached a tentative agreement on wages in early October and temporarily extended the existing labor agreement that expires January 15th. U.S. egg production totaled 8.92 billion during November, down 4% from last year. Production included 7.68 billion table eggs and 1.24 billion hatchling eggs. The average number of layers during November totaled 376 million, down 3%. November egg production per 100 layers was 2,374 eggs, down 1% from November of 2023. Total layers in the U.S. on December 1st was 375 million, down 3%. The USDA says red meat in cold storage declined in November. Meat supplies in freezers fell 3% month over month and 5% year over year to 7.41 billion pounds. USDA reports beef in storage totaled 440.5 billion pounds, a 2% increase from October, but down 4% from the same month in 2023. Pork stockpiles were reported at 391.1 million pounds, down 8% on a monthly basis and 6% annually.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day, as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station featuring the Ag Information Network News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us, they'll trust you.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your Agribusiness Update.
Today in Farming on KPRL is brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, established in 1947, always up on the latest technology and training. They do windows right. Call Paso Robles Glass, 805-238-4014.
This Fox Business News Update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report. It's been a choppy trading session on Wall Street with stocks mixed in afternoon trading as investors digest more economic data. Strong reports on the economy this week have fueled worries that inflation and interest rates may remain higher than expected. However, today, Fed Governor Christopher Waller said inflation should continue falling this year and allow the central bank to further reduce interest rates, though at an uncertain pace. Shares of eBay are surging 9% after Meta Platform said it will allow some listings to show up on its Facebook marketplace. The rollout will begin with a test run in Germany, France, and the United States. Meta's move comes after the European Union ruled that the link between its classified ad service and its flagship social network undermined competition. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
Something amazing is happening at work. Innovative tools are helping people do better work. That's because CDW configuration specialists are multiplying productivity with Microsoft Windows 11 Pro Surface devices. Built-in security, flexibility, and simplified management streamline tasks so your team can get more done. Microsoft and CDW. Make amazing happen. Learn more at cdw.com/surface.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Escape the winter doldrums at Tatchy this January, because we're giving away mountains of cash every Friday. Four lucky winners every hour will win up to $5,000 cash. That's right. Four chances every hour to win between 5 p.m. and 8 p.m. And the more you play slots and table games, the more chances you have to win. It's my great escape, only at the Tatchy Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore.
Are you prepared? Uncle Ed's Outfitters is offering basic to advanced training. They are licensed CPRA, NRA, USCCA, and offer specialty classes in firearms assembly and maintenance courses. It's good to own a firearm, but it's a perishable skill, and you need to be prepared to use it. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Find us at AtascaderoGunShop.com. Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero on South El Camino Real in the Oaks Plaza.
Wesley here from Stove and Spa Center. I just wanted to thank you for letting us make your life more comfortable for 35 years. You can see and explore all of our hearth products, wood, gas, pellet, and electric, to keep you warm and cozy during cold and wet winters. Or maybe you're looking to enjoy the benefits of what hot tub's soothing water can do for your body and to melt away the stress that living today brings on. Or perhaps you want to get in better shape this year by exercising in one of our swim spas. There are many models and sizes. We even have models with treadmills built into them. We have a large showroom with lots of the products we sell. Plus, lead times to get products have been greatly reduced. And of course, you can still get all the supplies and even get your water tested for your pool and spa. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Come check us out at Stove and Spa Center, 7485 El Camino Real Atascadero, between Curberel and Moral Roads. All products we offer are on our website at stoveandspa.com.
Hey, this is Maddie Work, a proud fifth generation of the Work Family Ranch. I invite you to get outside and enjoy God's beauty from the back of a trusty ranch horse. With deep roots in North County and over 25 years in ag tourism, we offer down-to-earth fun for the whole family. You might be wondering, how can we promise you a trusty ranch horse? Well, would you ride the same horses that have been serving our nation's warriors in the Mighty Oaks Legacy Program for over 10 years? I sure would. Come ride with us and experience the work thing we offer. Call 805-610-0961 or workranch.com.
When you need a plumber, chances are you need one right away. That's why Red's On-Time Plumbing is available 24/7 with same-day service. Red's On-Time Plumbing has a 5-star rating on Google. Get a great plumber and quick. If you're planning a project, Red's has convenient online booking and always gives free estimates. Ask about a $1,000 SoCal rebate on high-efficiency tankless water heaters. Schedule now at ontimeplumbingpro.com or call Red's On-Time Plumbing at 805-466-6188.
There was another part to Mr. Brezhnev's recent speech on human rights that deserves more coverage than it received from our press. I'll be right back.
Reagan, in his own voice, is brought to you by K-Brush Concrete, serving the entire Central Coast for more than a decade. Call Kevin at K-Brush Concrete, 423-4033.
On March 21st, Soviet Communist Party Chief Leonid Brezhnev made a speech warning the President of the United States to lower his voice on the subject of human rights. He, of course, received worldwide coverage. Indeed, we could all be excused if we thought that's all he talked about. It wasn't. He had things to say about the Middle East, and frankly, if a man biting a dog is more newsworthy than a dog biting a man, then the world press missed the real news in his speech. In introducing the subject of the Middle East, Brezhnev sounded as if a reconvening of the Geneva Conference on the Arab-Israeli stalemate might be in order. Then, speaking for the Soviet Union, which co-chairs the Geneva Conference, he outlined what his country considers essential to a peaceful settlement between Arabs and Israelis. He said, quote, "We hold in particular that the final document should be based on the principle of, now hear this, the impermissibility of acquisition of territory by war," unquote. He then went on to say that Israel should withdraw her military forces from all the territory she took in the Six-Day War back in 1967, and, of course, return that territory to the Arabs. This, to be sure, is one of the bones of contention in the present stalemate, and could raise among us Americans a question of, why not? After all, we fought two world wars, were victorious in both, and never asked for or took so much as a square inch of anyone else's territory. But we'd be pretty naive if we applied that yardstick to Israel in the present situation. The real issue in the Middle East had to do with the Arab refusal to recognize that Israel has a right to exist as a nation. To give up the buffer zones Israel took in the Six-Day War could be to put cannon on her front walk aimed at her front door by those who said she must be destroyed. But let's take a look at those other words of Mr. Brezhnev. He's telling us the Soviet Union does not believe any nation has the right to hold territory seized by force of arms. Well, let's play what if. What if the United States said to Israel, "You give back that territory to your Arab neighbors, and we'll enter into a treaty with you, a mutual aid pact that says if you're attacked, we come to your aid. Don't go away. There's more to come if we're playing what if." Then we say to the Soviet Union, by way of Mr. Brezhnev, quote, "You, of course, must get out of Latvia, Lithuania, and Estonia, which you seized by force of arms," unquote. And come to think of it, that means turning loose Finland, Poland, Czechoslovakia, Hungary, Bulgaria, East Germany, and Romania. As a matter of fact, there are some islands north of Japan and some territory in Mongolia you occupy only because you joined the fight against Japan 20 minutes before the end of the war. I don't think they heard a single shot fired in anger. And up till then, Korea was one nation. It only became a North and South Korea because the Soviets came in like a squatter and homesteaded the North half. Unfortunately, that was during a time when we were in that good old Uncle Joe mood, thinking Stalin was going to turn out to be the gruff old codger with a heart of gold. How about that? One sentence by Brezhnev in a speech on March 21st, 1977, and if everybody, especially him, did what he said, peace would come to the world. This is Ronald Reagan. Thanks for listening.
Reagan, in his own voice, brought to you by K-Brush Concrete. Anything to do with concrete, from a 5x5 walkway to a 500,000 square foot foundation. Call 423-4033.
KPRL presents Sound Off, the longest-running radio talk show in San Luis Obispo County. Sound Off on the North County's choice for local talk, KPRL. The views and opinions expressed on Sound Off do not necessarily reflect those of KPRL, its management, staff, or sponsors.
Sound Off on AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, your auto collision specialist in Paso Robles and Atascadero.
This is Sound Off, where the North County comes to talk on The Right Choice, KPRL.
Welcome to Sound Off. My name is Karen Veely. I am your host on Wednesday and Thursday afternoons. I'm also an investigative reporter with Cal Coast News and a journalist. Well, I was supposed to have my former partner in Cal Coast News, Dan Blackburn, and myself co-founded Cal Coast News. We put it together in 2007. We started publishing in January of 2008. So we have been around for quite some time. Dan is now semi-retired. I think he still does some writing for Hollywood. He is a terrific writer and a one of the most ethical journalists I have ever met. You were promised Dan Blackburn today. He was supposed to also be on last week. He had told me yesterday he was fine. He called me this morning. He is too under the weather to be on the radio today. As many of you know, there is a bronchial thing going around, and it is hitting Dan Blackburn hard. So I have Debbie Peterson on for the first half of the show. Debbie Peterson is the former mayor of Grover Beach. She wrote a book.
The Happiest Corruption, Sleaze, Lies, and Suicide in a California Beach Town.
And Debbie Peterson, back in the day when Cal Coast News was reporting the wrongdoing of Adam Hill, and many like the Tribune and others were being his cheerleaders, Debbie Peterson said no, and she came out with some complaints about things that Adam Hill did to her. Well, she was absolutely, at the time, ostracized. They wrote stories that she was making it up. She wrote stories. I mean, it was very bad on Debbie. In the end, as many of you know, the FBI did raid the San Luis Obispo County Government Center. They raided Adam Hill's home. They raided two mayor's homes. They raided a pot person's home. And these were all stories that were first reported in Cal Coast News. Most were initially investigated by Dan Blackburn, Josh Friedman, and myself. And again, at the same time, repeatedly, the Tribune wrote things that were untrue. And here's how it would work. I would write a story. The Tribune would come out with that we were being mean and things were bad. And then several trolls that worked with Adam Hill, one was Aaron Oaks and another Tom Folks, they would come out with things disparaging Cal Coast News and anyone that did not completely bow down to Adam Hill. And then there were all these, there were these Facebook pages, and they were absolutely horrid. I can't even say the names that they called my daughters who were in their 20s. Sexual things. They went after my grandkids, saying horrid things about my grandkids. My one daughter had a seizure and died, and they posted a picture of her claiming that the spawn of Satan had died. This was a group of people that were disgusting. Now we have Ty Lewis, and I haven't written a bunch of stories about Ty Lewis. That's the odd thing here. I wrote about what was said at a coffee shop, a conversation I overheard, and there was a concentrated effect to go after Cal Coast News. I wrote a story about what happened at the coffee shop. Ty Lewis then wanted to claim it was a conspiracy. He waited 7 or 8 months, went to the Tribune, claimed it was a conspiracy. They've now written, I committed three different crimes. Three crimes. Conspiracy, violating the Public Records Act, and the last crime is extortion. And that was just recently brought up. They do that, and then Ty Lewis and the people tied to Ty Lewis, especially Clive Pender, who has, you know, been getting information from Ty Lewis. He puts out things about what is, you know, oh, she's been accused of extortion. And there is, then there's an attack on social media. They actually wrote, this doesn't even make sense. They were again talking, making false claims that I was a felon, making false claims that I'm mentally ill. This is all in the last 3 weeks on social media. And claiming that I have a grandson that's a deaf mute that I'm abusing. Why the family members? Why the family members? It makes absolutely no sense. But this is the same thing they did with the Adam Hill. They wrote, I have a grandson who is gay. And they wrote, there were some things put out on social media that he was gay and that I was abusing him and that he had shown up at a gala meeting and said that I was being abusive because he was gay. Well, then one of the people on the gala board called me and they said, you know, I know your grandson. I bought for the Children's Museum in Cincinnati, I had a season pass for my grandkids to go. And they had put out that this was happening. Well, this person knew my grandson. And she said, is he now trans? There was a tall trans person with blonde hair. And I said, no. And I sent her a picture. He was an average height, dark-haired, non-trans, gay person. But they went as far as having someone go in and say they were my grandson to do this. And again, they're going after it. They're bringing up some of the same just bizarre claims. But I will tell you, my grandson is not a deaf mute. And I would really appreciate if they stop attacking my children and grandchildren. If you want to talk about the facts and what's going on in the community, you do not go after people's family members. You do not put out false claims that they are a felon. That you do not put out false claims that they have been in a mental hospital. And this is, I think it's harassment. I think it's bullying. And I think it brings nothing to the table. And it makes the city of Paso Robles and those that are working with the group to do this look very bad. The reason I have Debbie Peterson on the show is one of the people that was gone after lately by the, which, and I believe it's going after. The Tribune wanted Debbie Peterson. She was, I'm going to let you describe this. Tell us what happened. Tell us what they wrote and tell us the impact it's had on your life.
Well, most recently, I ran for mayor of the city of Grover Beach, and I was doing pretty well in the city. I believe got very concerned, as did the Tribune. And they, in 5 days before the election, they concocted a hit piece. But the true ugliness of this hit piece is that in order to get the information that they got to make their allegations, they exposed the addresses of 218 people in Grover Beach who are in receipt of assistance paying their water bills. I'm one of them. They also exposed the addresses and mailing addresses and business addresses and names of over 600 businesses in Grover Beach. All of that being illegal, they released my water file to the newspaper, and they released my tax files month on month, my TOT payments for the last 6 years. All of those are illegal. And they did all of that, exposed all of those people because they wanted to get me. And what they wanted to do was to say, I'm a wealthy, rich person who's abusing the system and harming people who truly need help. Well, we all know, I think, most of us have figured out that you don't get this kind of assistance unless someone's looked at your tax returns. So they proceeded to tell me, to extort me, and to say, we won't publish this embarrassing information. We won't claim that you are doing something corrupt or illegal if you give us your tax returns. My tax returns are 100 pages. I have several businesses, and the last few years haven't been great years. I think that's true for many of us. And so sometimes I need some help like all the rest of us. And I did right now. And in fact, it applied to the city 3 or 4 times before they ever even responded to my application. So that really is it in a nutshell. And the Tribune, as you've described, Karen, does something similar to what you've described. Basically, they'll write their expose story, throw it up on the front page, and throw it up is probably the right term for how they operate. And then on the Sunday, a few days later, they write the opinion piece that really drives it home. And that's their policy and practice. And I want people to be aware of that. I know that many of us have boycotted the Tribune. I've been asked to do so many, many years, many, many times. And I've always taken the high road. I've always behaved as a professional. I've responded to everything they've asked me to respond to. I'm not doing that anymore. I'm done. I will not respond to the Tribune if they request information. And I think that, you know, that advice I was getting, a lot of it from folks in the North County, that was good advice. I wish I'd taken it.
And again, one of the issues that people have with the Tribune is they will ask you a question and you describe something and they take a piece out and don't put in exactly what you said. and they seem to have an agenda. There's an allegation also that they're politically motivated. Do you believe that to be true?
I believe it absolutely to be true. I am, true confessions, North County, I am a lifelong Democrat, probably more loyal than many of the people who are currently running the party in the county. And for some reason, they really don't like me. And well, I do know the reason. I got on the wrong side of Adam Hill many, many years ago because I suggested to him that his behavior was harmful to himself and also harmful to the people he was serving. And that didn't go down very well.
And I asked you, after they wrote this piece, I asked you for certain sections of your, you gave me the personal tax return and the business tax return. And I have the bulk of it. And what I saw was that there was not an illegal act. I will tell you, the city at this time went after Debbie for changing. She had to spend over $100,000 on her vacation rental, and there was a lot of expenses. That isn't the Tribune's, you know, that she let me see it. I believe Debbie Peterson was in the right in this. And Debbie, why didn't you give it, when the Tribune told you to give it to them, why didn't you give it to them?
Well, what tipped me off is I had sent out a press release letting them know about our successes with our petition to make our city clerk's position elected, and good on Atascadero for voting for that themselves, for keeping it that way. And obviously I'm not very popular for that either with the powers that be at the city. And so I lost my train of thought here. Why didn't you give them? So I sent them that press release, and they said, could you talk with us about that press release? Well, I gave them a time that I was available. I was on my way out of the country for the wedding of a Rotary exchange student. And I said, I can talk until 11 o'clock on this day. They called me, I believe it was about 10:30, and in the background, I could hear a woman literally screeching, ask her this, ask her that. And it was all things that were related to the story that they wanted to write, which was to pretend that I had done something corrupt or illegal. And
They didn't tell you what the story, they told you it was something else.
They responded to a different press release, yes.
So they were telling you, we want to ask you about this. But they were really trying to get questions about something else.
Yes, and the poor reporter could hardly even concentrate because there was this shrieking in the background. Ask this question. So I asked, who else is in this conversation with us? And the reporter said, oh, nobody's here, nobody's here. And I said, yes, I can hear someone asking questions about me. Oh, no, it's just a noisy newsroom. And I said, no, they're specific questions about me. I believed it to be Stephanie Finucane, the editor who wrote the toxic opinion piece a few days later. And the reporter said, oh, well, I'll have to call you back. Well, they called me back. By that time, I was on the limousine to LAX, and there's no way I was going to talk with them. So, and I proceeded not to talk to them because when they started out with two lies, I knew that their motives were not good. And so I refused to talk to them any further about it. But and I really didn't believe they would write the piece. I have a degree in journalism too, communications, but I studied a lot of journalism and edited my high school paper and won awards when I was 17. So I know that doesn't count for much these days, but I knew that I needed to be very careful with all of this.
And again, and
it has harmed my business.
It's
tremendously, tremendously harmed my business.
This idea of dishonesty in journalism and this bullying, this new idea, you answer our questions or you deserve what you get. And
right. It's
almost like bullying, harassing behavior.
It was. I'm going to say it was extortion. And extortion is when you threaten to take away or do something of value to someone if they do not deliver up something that you want. And I was not willing to deliver up my tax return. And so they made up this story and printed it.
And one thing that Dan Blackburn wrote an opinion piece, and I suggest everybody go read it on Cal Coast News.
It's excellent.
Truth Takes a Hit in Tribune Land. In his opinion piece has to do, there are people that have contacted Cal Coast News going back as far as September, telling us, you know, one of them was a former Tribune reporter, the Tribune and a group of people are after you. They want to put you out of business. I thought it was ridiculous. I was told the Tribune is in financial trouble, the Tribune is having issues, and they believe the only way they can survive is if both, they don't believe the two of you, there's enough market share for the two of you to make it. I will talk more about the financial issues when we come back after a word from our sponsors.
Great body shop. I was hit by another vehicle and took my truck to Davis. Work was done over a month ago and the repair work still looks great. No hidden problems. The truck left Davis in better condition than before the accident. Thanks to Tim and Patrick for all the extra work. It's really appreciated.
And thanks to you, Scott, from Atascadero, for the nice words about Davis Body Shop. However, Scott is not the only one who feels that way about Davis Body Shop. Listen to what Peggy C. has to say.
Our family needed repairs to one of our cars, and friends had recommended Davis Body Shop. We were very pleased with their helpfulness, their attention to detail that was provided to us. They explained the process and kept us updated as repairs were made. They also assisted us in securing a rental car. I would definitely recommend them to anyone who needs repairs to a car.
And Davis Body Shop has a 100% guarantee. Davis Body Shop, Atascadero, and Davis Body Shop, Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Garage door jamming? Time to call Hammond.
Hammond Overhead Door Company, serving the Central Coast for over 50 years with all your garage door needs, residential or commercial. Hammond has the right door system for any application. As a local, family-owned company, Hammond Overhead Door Company is committed to providing the superior products you want and the personal service you deserve. Call 238-0524 or go to HammondOverheadDoor.com.
Garage door jamming? Time to call Hammond.
Wesley here from Stove and Spa Center. I just wanted to thank you for letting us make your life more comfortable for 35 years. You can see and explore all of our hearth products, wood, gas, pellet, and electric, to keep you warm and cozy during cold and wet winters. Or maybe you're looking to enjoy the benefits of what hot tub's soothing water can do for your body and to melt away the stress that living today brings on. Or perhaps you want to get in better shape this year by exercising in one of our swim spas. There are many models and sizes. We even have models with treadmills built into them. We have a large showroom with lots of the products we sell. Plus, lead times to get products have been greatly reduced. And of course, you can still get all the supplies and even get your water tested for your pool and spa. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Come check us out at Stove and Spa Center, 7485 El Camino Real Atascadero, between Curberel and Moore Roads. All products we offer are on our website at stoveandspa.com.
Central Coast Tractor Work, with decades of construction and earthwork experience. They are the go-to outfit for all your home, farm, and ranch excavation needs. They do site prep, excavation, grading, trenching, utility work, demolition. They even do brush removal and lots more. They handle it all, and no job is too small. Call them today and get your project moving. And by the way, they work weekends. Central Coast Tractor Work, 805-440-6361.
Welcome back to Sound Off. My name is Karen Vealey. I'm your host on Wednesday and Thursday afternoons. I'm also an investigative reporter with Cal Coast News. We are talking about Dan Blackburn's opinion piece, Truth Takes a Hit in Tribune Town. Debbie, I had a CHP look into what was going on with the Tribune. And what he found first was that there was serious financial trouble when they were purchased by a...
You mean a CPA?
A CPA, I'm sorry.
CHP would help too.
Yeah, a CPA. And he came back that they were in serious financial trouble, not the Tribune, McClatchy, the parent company. They were purchased by a hedge fund. And he said, I don't see the Tribune making it one way or other. He said they don't make, the business model, it's under Chatham Asset Management, is to have large regional papers, no more paper copies. They have a plan. And he said, I don't see them allowing the Trib to survive, whether you're in office or in business or not, because it doesn't meet the what they're looking for. Large regional papers. That's not the Tribune. They don't have hundreds of thousands of subscribers. But regardless, I was told that no matter what I write, they're going to write the exact opposite. And I'll give you a couple examples. I know this is going to sound silly. I wrote a story. There's going to be 15-foot waves with or high surf for about 3 days. The next morning, they came out 18-foot high surf. And I thought, oh, did the National Weather Service change it? I looked it up, and no. So I went back, and I clicked their link, and it was to Ventura. And they were saying in Slow County, not Central Coast. Well, I hate to say, I don't know if they did it because they wanted to refute me or if the Cub reporter did not realize Ventura is not in Slow County. Then another one they did, they had a front page paper saying that allegations that the wind energy companies changed their plans because after Trump got in office were inaccurate because that was done in August. Well, let me tell you, I've been following this matter. There was an email sent in August that said, because they have to tell the fishermen what they're doing. So they told the fishermen in August, we're going to pause during the winter and either start in the spring or early summer back with our sonar. Then about 3 weeks after that, they sent them an email that said, we're going to take a 2-3 week year pause while we work on other projects. Let me tell you, those are not the same thing. And you're reporting that that did not happen after Trump. I actually called the wind energy company. They called me after my story. They said, well, we'd like you to take that down. And I said, I've seen the email. And they said, well, you just then say that we didn't do it because of Trump. But the Tribune then, 2-3 weeks later, they come out that I'm wrong. I find this bizarre. Are you having any trouble like this in Grover Beach with the Tribune?
Well, we are right now. In fact, what the Tribune does, and in fact, and I've got to be. Let's say they're all the same. The New Times is doing the same. Whatever the city tells them, they believe the city is gospel. And so we're having an issue with a Gary Grossman project down at West Grand and the tracks, the
and
railroad
let's,
tracks.
Let's tell the public, Gary Grossman was one of the people tied to Adam Hill, and he gave huge money to Adam Hill's wife's nonprofit while Adam Hill was bribing people to change the land use to have thicker development in San Luis Obispo. Guess where? One of the properties was Gary Grossman's property near Madonna.
Right, which now has some really serious problems that I know you've covered in the past. So on West Grand Avenue, people were incredibly alarmed because we started seeing these piles of massive amounts of oil oozing from piles of dirt. And people started reporting that they were feeling nauseated, they had headaches, they had chest complaints, and they complained to everybody. And finally, the Tribune decided to cover it. All of this started about the 18th of December. And the Tribune finally decided to cover it, and they reported that they were simply tar balls, naturally occurring tar balls. And I said, oh my gosh, that's amazing. God is good. He now takes tar balls and he puts them in barrels. He encases them in metal.
And explain, I've seen photos. The tar's in barrels. There's a whole bunch of barrels buried. This is not naturally occurring tar balls. And these photos, they were given to the Tribune also.
Oh, yes. But
they've seen the barrel. They've seen the barrels, but they didn't report on the barrel.
But they're in cahoots with the city, of course. It's okay because the city says, we never saw the barrels. That's because they never went there. You don't see them if you don't go there. So that's the city manager and the community development director. And what's so interesting is they were willing to compromise the privacy of 600-plus business, 218 people in Grover Beach receiving assistance with their water bills to create a story about me, but they never asked for any documentation. They did no public records requests that I'm aware of the city of Grover Beach on all these reports by the people of toxic responses.
We're going to take a word from our sponsors. We'll be back after our top of the hour break, and we'll be talking about more about Dan Blackburn's opinion piece and issues with the Tribune.
AM 1230 KPRL, 99.3 FM, KPRL.com, Paso Robles, Atascadero, Templeton.
It's 1 o'clock.